blessing, honor, strength, and glory and power be to you, the only wise King. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Filled with wonder, awestruck wonder at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power, breath, and living water. You're such a marvelous everything, and I will adore you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is God. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are everything, and I will adore you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing my praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Oh, I will adore you. You're the mighty God, everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Oh, I will adore you. Oh, your name is power. Oh, your name is power, the power that breaks every chain. Oh, the power that sets the captive free. Filled with wonder, awestruck wonder at the mention of your name. What is his name? Jesus, your name is power, breath, and living water. You're such a marvelous mystery. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. As we lift our hands in worship, as we praise your holy name, you deserve the glory and the honor. As we lift our hands in worship, as we praise your holy name, you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Deserve glory and the honor. As we lift our hands in worship, as we praise your holy name, you deserve glory and the honor. As we lift our hands in worship, as we praise your holy name, you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up. It's a new day's on. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be seen when the bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. And worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. I worship Your holy name. Rich in love and Your soul to anger. Your name is great and Your heart is kind. For all Your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. I worship Your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. I worship Your holy name. When my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. I worship Your holy. Yes, I worship Your holy name. Yes, I worship Your holy name. Jesus.
Bless you. Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful for the presence of the Lord? Oh, God's good. Amen. Hallelujah. He is a good God. Boy, it's good to see each and every one of you. I'm glad you're here tonight. You know, and every time we get together with God's people, it's just a blessed time. This morning we had a wonderful move of the Spirit, a great service. But you know what? That's in the past. And God is the God of the now. And your faith is the faith of now. Amen. So whatever God has done in the past, He's more than willing to do again. Amen. And He can do above and beyond that you and I can expect. So let's expect the most and let us see God do even more. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. If you would, open up your Bibles to the very familiar verses of Scripture, the Gospel of John, chapter number 13, or chapter number 12, pardon me. No, chapter 13, my fault, chapter 13. And I what's on my heart tonight is for you and I just to refresh ourselves in the power of the love of God. Amen? The power of the love of God. This is what I heard in the Spirit. Just, you know, the love of God, it's the cure. The love of God is pure, and the love of God is sure. And if you and I be in the place and the position where we know what Scripture says, the love of God is continually, Romans 5:5, being shed abroad in your heart, my heart. So all of these things are working in our lives. Amen? And if they're working in our lives, then all things is possible. Amen? So John chapter 13, let's just read for sake of time, verses 34 and 35. This is Jesus as he's from chapter 13 on, really. It's the last few days of Jesus' life, and he's given some very important imparting words. Starting in verse number 34, when you're there, say amen. Amen. John 13, 34, Jesus says, a new commandment. Now mark that down in your mind's eye. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Verse 35, by this, by what? By Jesus' love, by this love, shall all men, all people know that ye are my disciples if you have love one to another. Brother Donnie, would you pray?
Lord, thank you for your marvelous presence in our lives.
Yes. Yes. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now we know what Scripture says. You know, 1 Corinthians, what is it, 13? Down about verse 13, you know, it talks about, I think that's the last chapter, the last verse of the chapter, you know, that love is the greatest. Now these abide, faith, hope, and love, but love, charity, love is the greatest. Amen? So we need to let love be in our life. I have to make a conscious choice. You have to make a conscious choice of every situation in our life just to let love. Now, what does that mean exactly? We know that 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8 gives us a clear definition of what love is. Because today, if you watch television, you think love is a feeling. But you and I as Christians, we know that love is not a feeling. God is love. Amen? He is love. And it's not a feeling. It's an action. It's an action. Because when the love of God was demonstrated to you and I, it said that while I was yet a sinner, Romans 5:8, that my God died for me. Amen? Your God died for you. That is an active love. That's not just little words that are fluffy and sound good. That's an action that delivered you and I from the snares of hell, death, and the grave. That delivered us from sin, from sickness, from all the things of this world. That's what the love of God does. So I want, and I know it's your heart's desire, to let love be in our lives. Everything that God said it would be. Amen? Let it accomplish what He wants it to. So let's examine some things right here. First of all, He said, new commandment, Jesus said, that I give unto you. So it's so exciting to me. It's so exciting to you that we have this Bible, and praise God for this Bible. But guess what? You may have it memorized. You may have read it from cover to cover, cover to cover, cover to cover. But guess what? Every time you open the Word of God, something new comes out. Amen? The Word of God is alive, and by the Spirit of God, He's all the time revealing Himself in a new manner to you and I. Not that God changes, but the Word changes you. The Word changes me. Amen? And so here we are tonight. We're in a perfect opportunity to hear by the Spirit of God something fresh. We're in a perfect opportunity to grab some manna from heaven that will change everything. Now, he said a new commandment. This word new, it means this is very fresh. Amen? Very fresh. It's something that will change mindsets. Now, let's look at the situation in Jesus' time, and let's look at the situation tonight in our time as we read this verse and we think about it. We look all around the world, and there's so much mindset about what love really is, and how love is shown, and how love is given and received, and all of these things. But Jesus said, I want a group of people that when they walk in the world, that the love that I save them by just naturally flows out of their life. That's what is available to you and I tonight. Amen? And he said it comes by this new commandment. See, what I love is when I find out what God tells me he wants me to do, because there's never one time in Scripture that he tells us to do something that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is in your life and my life to do it. So he said, I want you to love as I have loved. That means, oh my. You can do something that we couldn't do before. And we can do it by the Word of God, by that Jesus Christ is the Word, but by the Holy Spirit ministering that truth in our lives. So we can change those around us just as God changed us by letting love be, letting it be active in our life. So let's understand when he made this statement. Now, he said, this new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. Now this, can you imagine the whole religious system? This shook them up. Because everything they had been taught in the Old Testament, everything they'd been taught, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, all of these things, they were in a mindset, well, I'm going to be in the place of judging. I'm going to be in the place of revenge and all of these things. But here Jesus, now all of a sudden, he changes and puts a brand new tablecloth, a brand new meal on the table. And so I was reading that, and my mind went back to the Old Testament. Hold your place right there in John. Let's go to Leviticus, I think it's chapter 19. And let's see how this love can be demonstrated. Even the Old Testament gives us an example. Leviticus chapter 19. Verse number 18. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. Notice this. But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. So even in the Old Testament, we see what was going to come to pass in the New Testament. So I'm going to be in that place where I let love be, then I'm not in the place and the position of trying to avenge or get my way, my will. I'm going to let Scripture work in my life. Tonight, you and I, every one of us, we've got situations where we need God to avenge for us. Right. Vengeance is mine, thus saith the Lord, but I've got to what? I've got to let Him take care of it. Right. So there's some things that you and I, that we need God in the courtroom of heaven to move and work in our lives, our families' lives, our friends' lives, our community's lives tonight. And the way that that can happen is we just let love be. Say, God, I know how I feel, but I know that love's not a feeling. I know that love is who you are and love is an action. So tonight I'm going to hold on to you. And as I hold on to you, I'm going to let you take and everything that's turned upside down, everything that is brought in a chaotic situation, I'm going to let the God of order put it together. Amen? That's our God. That's our God. All right. So let's think about this just for a minute. Go with me to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, down about verse number 12. Now, look what Jesus says in this verse. He's talking about giving good gifts in verse 11. We got on that a little bit this morning. But I want you to look at verse 12. He says, therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. You know, there's a lot of things, a lot of way I want to be treated. You know, I want to be treated with respect. But if I want to be treated with respect, I need to do what the Bible says. I need to treat other people with respect. And so here, Jesus is laying down a formula, a pattern for us. He said, by my love shall all men know that you are my disciple, that you're disciplined in my word. Okay? So here I've got a word. I've got a word, red letter from Jesus. He said, if you want people to treat me the way I treat you, and if you want people to treat you in the way that you like to be treated, just do it in like manner. In like manner. And once again, when he tells us to do that, he gives us the anointing to do it. See, pinch yourself. This flesh is a liar. Amen? This flesh thinks that it can dominate you and I. We got a Holy Spirit inside of our spirit that gives us victory. Because the Holy Spirit always shows us Jesus. And every situation, he lifts up Jesus before our eyes, and if we'll submit to what he shows us, the flesh gets put down, the spirit gets lifted up, and you and I, we know what the scripture says, 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the spirit of the Lord is. Oh, hallelujah. That's what we live in. We're not in bondage, not to any man, not to any man. Talking about myself, I have freedom tonight. You have freedom tonight, amen? Freedom to do what God has called us to do and be what he's called us to be. We just have to let love be. Let it be. So here we are. Let's go to Romans chapter 5. We talked about a little bit about the verse earlier. Now we're talking about this love that is the cure, amen? I don't care what problem I have. I don't care what problem you have. The love of God is the cure. Look at verse number 7, Romans 5 and 7. For scarcely for a righteous man, woman, will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would dare to die. But verse number 8, this is what we were quoting earlier, paraphrasing. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. See, I didn't love God. I love myself. And that's all I wanted. I wanted what I wanted it, when I wanted it, and if I didn't get it, Donna could tell you some bad stories. I threw some pity parties, some temper tantrums. And life was not enjoyable for her nor me. Amen? But Christ commendeth his love to me, where I could learn how to become disciplined in him, be his disciple. Now notice what it says the next verse. Hold on to your cheer. Much more than being now, right now, amen? Being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Woo! 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I am not, you are not, children of wrath. We're not children of the night anymore. We're children of the day. Hallelujah. That means we can walk in the light and we know that the grace of God has covered our sins. And so we need to walk in that reality. And so receiving the love of God, let the love of God determine our actions, our desires, our very way that we talk to the simplest of things. Now notice the next verse. Romans 5:10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, shall we be saved by His life. Love is the cure. God looked down and He said, my children have no hope, but I love them so much, I'm going to give them the King of hope. The King of glory loved you enough, loved me enough, loved the world so much, He was willing to die in your place. I know you know this, but we've got to stir ourselves up that it's the cure. If God can cure your sin problem, and He did, then there's no problem in your life tonight that our God can't take care of. See, I was destined to die. I had no hope. We're talking about eternal damnation. That's where I was going. But God said, I've got the answer for you. And because He saved me for eternal damnation, you think He can't take care of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? You think He can't take care of my bank account, my pantry? Come on now, our God is interested in everything that's in your mind, in your heart. He's ever interested in everything that's in your life. It's the cure. It's the cure. It's the cure-all. Remember, we used to watch, everybody in here has watched Andy Griffith. Remember the episode where the traveling salesman come through there and he was selling a little bottle of Indian water? It was the cure-all. Only thing is, it didn't last too long, did it? And it had side effects. This here lasts throughout all eternity. And the only side effect is the joy of the Lord becomes your strength. Amen? The cure. Now, let's make sure that we understand this. Now, He said, one more time, verse 8, but God commendeth His love toward us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now, we need to see how that happened. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 45. Isaiah chapter 45, verse number 22. Isaiah chapter 45, verse number 22. Look what the word says. Now mark this down in your mind's eye. Hide it in your heart. God says, look unto me, Isaiah 45, 22, look unto me and be ye saved. Look unto me and be ye saved. All the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Now, how does that apply to us under the new covenant in this door of grace? How does that apply to us? Jesus was talking in several places. You can look in John several places, but one place in particular in Gospel of John chapter 14, He's talking there in about verse number 9, and He makes this statement. He said, if you've seen the Father, because you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father. He said, okay, what does it say? Look unto me and you shall be saved. Looking, Hebrews 12, right? Looking to the author and the finisher of my faith. All right. So that means the love is the cure tonight. What am I looking at? What problem is in my life? What circumstance, what situation, what storm, what trial is trying to get my eyes off of the Master? Because if I'll see God, He said, I'll save the situation. Yes. Because if I'm willing to save your soul, your spirit, then I'm willing to what? I'm willing to work in every day of your life. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. So love, it is the cure. It's the key thing. And so all I've got to do, all you've got to do, is get in a place and a position to believe that. Build yourself up in your most holy faith. Pray. Pray the Word of God by the Spirit. Pray it. And let that dominate the way you're thinking. But the Bible talks about the sure mercies of God. God's love is sure. Amen? You can bank on it. You can count on it. God spoke through the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 31, I believe it is. Down about, let's just look. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse number 3. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee. With what? Everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. So God's love is what? It's sure. Everlasting. You can bank on it. So the God's love is your cure, but God's love is, it's a sure thing. You don't have to wonder, well, does God love me or not? But I don't know about you, because sometimes I feel like, boy, I know God loves me. And I feel like I can do what Scripture says, all things through Christ who strengthens me. And sometimes I tell Donna, do you think I'm even saved? And then I repent of being double-minded. And God said, okay, now let's feed your faith. Let's stand on the rock and start, get off that sand and be strong, because I love you. Now, you know these scriptures, but let's read them, because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 8, let's look about the love of God. Now, this whole chapter is amazing, but we don't have time, so let's just start reading in verse number 38, Romans 8, 38. For I am persuaded, this is the Paul writing to the church at Rome, he's writing to us, it's an epistle to us. He said, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. So I'm laying there sick this past week, dealing with some things. Sickness don't separate me from the love of God. Even though my flesh is whining, taking on, saying, God don't love me. Why'd you let this happen? Come on, you apply it to all areas of your life. You fill in the blank in your own life. But those things are presented by the devil to try to make you, try to make me back up, because God will never back up from us. The only thing that will separate me from God is when I listen to the devil and my feelings and I turn and walk away from God. Because God will never walk away from me. God will never walk away from you. Now, did you notice in these scriptures, Paul said, I'm persuaded. That means that you and I have got to make up our mind. Now, the way that you get persuaded about something is you look at it all the way around, from top to bottom, from side to side. You find the truth. All right, you look at this chair. And you look at this chair and you say, okay, this is metal. This is fabric. This is rubber. This is what this is. You make up your mind. You're persuaded what this chair, and you know what this chair's for. Nothing can change your mind about what that chair's for. We got to make up our mind about God. We got to make up our mind no matter what we're feeling, no matter what we're dealing with, no matter what kind of storm is coming, even if you start to sink like Peter, Jesus is going to be there immediately to grab you by the hand. Amen? Our God will never let us down. Never. So here we are. He said, I am persuaded that neither death nor life. Now, I find that so interesting, because what does Hebrews 2:14 tell us? Hebrews 2:14 tells us that basically you could interpret it, Satan is death. And notice he's listed first. He's the one who is the author of death, where our God is the author of life. So there's nothing that the devil can do with his angels. Come on, the devil has angels. With his principalities, he has spirits that control whole communities, whole areas. But guess what? They can't separate you from the love of God. That means you can go into San Francisco, and that principality is working on those people there. He can't work on you. You can go to any area, and you have liberty because the Bible says you've got spirit, right? You're the temple of the Holy Ghost. And where the temple of the Holy Ghost is, there's the Spirit. And where the Spirit is, there's liberty. So we got to walk and operate in these truths. Love is the cure. Love is pure because you know it's true. So let's look at this pure part. This is where the devil will try to hinder and hurt us. We're in Romans, whatever we're at. Let's go to chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Look at verse number 9. Let love. So you've got to let it. I've got to let it. Amen. Let love be without dissimulation. Better said probably in our modern day vernacular, let love be without hypocrisy. Unfeigned. So that means that if I don't let God's love be what it is, that I can pervert it. I can twist it. I can turn it. And we see that happen a lot in the church today, of people trying to manipulate people and get them to do what they want them to do rather than letting them do what God wants them to do. So he said, let love be, let it be sincere. And the way that you and I do that is we have an honest relationship with God the Father through the Son by the Spirit. That's it. That's it. And so what the love of God does, it starts flowing through us. It starts working in us. And all of a sudden, things that would be selfish, things that would create fear, an open door to doubt, that would wreak havoc in your life and my life, all of a sudden, those things, they just start falling out the wayside. And you start becoming more and more free. You have more liberty, more victory. You have more understanding because the love that is working in your life is God becoming more real to you and I. Amen? Let love be without dissimulation. And notice what he says here. Abhor that which is evil. Right now we've got a problem in the church. Now I'm not talking about this church in particular. I'm not talking about God's church. I'm talking about the people, the building, okay? In church buildings, we've got problems where people are accepting in the worldly things. That's exactly right. It's not godly. He said, abhor. You and I are to detest. God said that I want to make a separation between you and the world. And the love of God is what does that. Because remember what Jesus said? By this love shall all men know that you are what? You're my disciples. Now what love, the true love of God that is sincere, it won't tell you what you want to hear. It'll tell you the truth. See, one thing about my wife, she didn't tell me what I wanted to hear. She loved me enough to tell me the truth. Other brothers and sisters, they love me enough to tell me the truth. It's easy to get along with people if you tell them what they want to hear. We can get along with everybody. But you know what? God came to me and he told me some things I didn't want to hear in the natural. But boy, my spirit sure did come alive. I thought, thank you, God, for loving me enough not to let me keep on that path, on the path of lack, the path of discouragement, hopelessness, wrath, all of these things. Amen. So I've got to let the Spirit of God show me what's right, what's wrong. Not the television. Now, there's an agenda that's coming in the schools that is absolutely mind-blowing. We never, in my lifetime, I would have never dreamed it. You've got to protect your children. Amen? I've got to protect my children. We've got to stand up as a group of people in the love of God. You have a right to say what you think. This separation of church and state is not what the liberal left is making it out to be. We're taking a letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote, has nothing to do, a personal letter, has nothing to do with the Constitution, has nothing to do with the Bill of Rights, has nothing to do with what you and I can do in government. Now, here's what's going to happen. There is an anointing that is being released from heaven, and God is calling people out of the church back into politics. And those who will say yes are going to be tremendously blessed because you're going to pay a high price. But that price is going to change opportunities for people. And we've got to believe this, and we've got to tell people this, and we've got to get organized before the fall elections. We've got to get a message of love out there, but we've got to get a message that God wants the church to be involved in decision making. Amen? And the way that is we do what the Scripture says. We abhor that which is evil. We abhor. And if you abhor something, you're going to stand against it. Jesus said, you're either for me. There's no in between. Well, I know where I was at before Jesus stood for me. You know where you was at before Jesus stood for you. So it's time for us as a church to stand up and let love be. They may slap you, but Jesus said, I'll give you the anointing to turn the other cheek. Amen? That's powerful. That's life altering. We're talking about love those who are shouting in your face by God's grace. All right, just a minute. Abhor that which is evil. Now notice this. Cleave to that which is good. Now this is the key of the whole thing tonight. If we don't get this, we'll walk away and God won't be able to do what He wants to do. My love, it has to be sincere. And I have to recognize that the evil that is in the world is going to try to get me to let loose of my God. Because it's going to be a challenge. It is going to be a challenge to let love be. It's going to be a challenge to let God be who God is and to let His Word, His truth go forth in and through your life. And so the truth of the reality is that God said for me to cleave unto Him. That means by the Holy Spirit that just as you have to see yourself as one with Him. Amen? You are. Because you're joined. When you got saved, you got baptized into His body. That's powerful. That means you're Christ's body in the earth. That's why you're seated in heavenly places, but you're here on earth. Amen? And that's how you can bring heaven's will to the earth. All right, so we got to recognize. So the key to victory tonight, letting love be, is that we don't let anything stop where it says, cleave to that which is good. The only thing good, Jesus said, is God. So we cleave to God no matter what. His word, we cleave to it. That means that it means to be glued together. Well, how are you glued? You're glued by the baptism of the Spirit of God into the body of Christ. You're there. Amen, I'm there. Now, I can walk away, but I'm not going to walk away and you're not going to walk away. Amen. All right, so here we are tonight. We're in this great place of possibility. Second Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 6. In this, we don't have time to read all of this, but he tells us, let me read verse 1 first. We then as workers together with him, with Jesus, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. Okay? But, and this is what he says in verse 6. Notice this. By pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. Love that is sincere, in other words. This is how you and I are going to be in the place where the grace of God is working. Now remember what the scripture says. The grace of God is what? It's enough. It's sufficient. So here I am tonight. Here you are tonight. We're saved by grace. But we're going to serve by grace. We're going to live by grace. We're going to talk by grace. Amen? And it's going to be in the power of God. It's going to be by the Holy Spirit. Now, if the Holy Spirit can come into your dead spirit, into my dead spirit, lifting up Jesus, and cause our spirit to be made brand new, is there anything in your life? What Genesis, what is it, 18:14? What does Scripture say? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything? No. He's talking about Abram and Abraham, too old to have children, and God turned back the years. Nothing's too hard for our God. What would you need tonight? What would God want to do to make you in a place and a position for the love of God to be revealed? Now remember, Jesus said, to love as I loved. That's what makes you a true disciple. Now that word as from the Greek, it means in like manner. So all I've got to make the confession is, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm a disciple. Now it's up to you to help me to love as Jesus loved. And if we'll do that, oh my goodness, let love be. Things is going to happen because we're cleaving to God. We're going to be able to see what's evil and what's not, and we're going to abhor it, and our love is going to become more and more sincere. And as it becomes more and more sincere, we're going to see it cure things in our life, in our community, by the grace of God. Amen? By the grace of God. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Messiah, Jesus the Christ, right now we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you have placed us together tonight, this group of people, this part of the body, to be able to hear what thus saith the Lord. Father, I know down deep in my heart that different people are struggling with different things. Let love be. We want to let love be. We want to let the love of God, by the power of the Spirit of God, change every situation. Lord, we know that nothing can separate us from your love. And so right now, as you bring things up into our spirit, show us what we need to become disciplined in. We want the whole world to know that you're greater than our trial or struggle or situation. We want the whole world to know that by the power of God, the love of God, that the impossible can become possible. Right now, Lord, quicken us to your truth, quicken us to your will, and we bind every hindering outside voice in the name of Jesus. And Lord, as you move on us, we'll say yes to you. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, would you come tonight? Would you come and say, Father God, I want to let the love of God dominate my life. I want the love of God to influence every situation in my life. I want to be disciplined in the love of God in every way. I want everybody to know that by the love of God, this has changed in my life. This has changed for my life. And I can be used by you thus to change it in someone else's life. Would you come and say, Father God, here I am. Tonight's a night that things are going to be different. Things are going to be changed. I am going to get up from an old-fashioned altar in my heart. And when I rise up in you, Lord Jesus, I know the power of God is going to guide me and direct me in a deeper level, a new way for your glory. Hallelujah.